What are the odds that in a case of this magnitude that John Wiley Price actually does testify and that his attorney does grant him that and tell him that that's a smart move to make?
I think it's highly unlikely that he will testify. If you ask me, Price would be a terrible witness on the stand. From what I've seen at the trial, he seems explosive. At points in the trial, he's feverishly scribbled notes to his lawyer. He's very reactive facial expressions to the witnesses. And he's even admitted himself that he has temperance problems. So the prosecutors know this, and their job would be to make him implode on the stand. If he loses his temper on the stand, then he will lose the trial because you can't come back from that.
What strategic advantage would it be for him to testify? I mean, I don't see it very often. I mean, it happens, obviously, where the defendant testifies. But, I mean, what advantages could there be if he did? Or do you see absolutely none in this case?
Yeah, well, so him saying that he should testify is just his way of stating that he's innocent in the court of public opinion. You know, jurors aren't supposed to read newspapers, but they don't live in a bubble. Now, I'm not saying he's trying to taint the jurors, but he shouldn't be given any interviews to avoid the appearance of impropriety.
And can you just explain that for, you know, a listener who might not know what that means?
Yeah, so basically he has more to lose than he has to gain in this. You know, the jury wants to hear him declare his innocence, but that's not his job to prove that he's innocent. It's the state's job to prove that he's guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, and that's a huge standard. So, you know, the jurors are told straight up that they cannot talk about this case outside of the jury room, and they cannot read newspapers. But sometimes they do, unfortunately, and that's not how justice works.
If, you know, you're saying this is wouldn't be a good idea and it's kind of unlikely that he would testify, but let's say he does. Let's say his counsel says, yeah, let's go ahead and do this. Let's put you on the witness stand. I mean, what kind of things would the prosecution do to make him, you mentioned the word, he looks like he's scribbling a lot. He's really, you know, getting all feverish when he's sitting there at the table. I mean, what kind of thing would a prosecutor do to try to exploit him in that situation?
Well, they would try to make him implode on the stand. They would get at him until he loses his temper. Look, I've seen police officers literally throw books at defense attorneys because that's their job as lawyers, is to get into their mind and their psyche.